Brian is joining us for business. You sound very happy about that. You look very happy about that, Brian. He's starting there with one of our top stories. The French President Emmanuel Macron in China for that state visit. Plenty of issues on the agenda. But one of the most critical is the trade relationship, of course, between the two countries.
So, Stuart, Emmanuel Macron will be seeking, of course, to draw more Chinese investment from Chinese companies into France. His visit is expected to see the signature of several deals in sectors like energy, agriculture and aviation. That bid for more Chinese investment, though, could come with some strings attached. For decades, Western investments into China, as well as access to the Chinese market, have often been contingent on Western firms sharing their technologies with Chinese partners. In some areas, though, China has now surpassed Western technology, notably in electric vehicles, particularly their batteries. Also in the field, though, of mining and refining critical rare earth minerals, some analysts think that Europe is likely to begin insisting on its own technology transfers from Chinese firms for access to the European market. Macron alluding to that as he met with Xi Jinping in Beijing on Thursday. Here's the French president.
It must also be reflected in our bilateral economic and trade relations. There too, the solutions exist. Cross-investment, value creation, and partnerships in many areas. To achieve this, it is essential to build trust and address all risks of instability in supply chains.
Yeah, meanwhile, though, Brian, of course, China's significant trade imbalance with France and the EU is likely to be a sensitive topic during this visit.
Well, China, of course, remains a major importer of European goods, but its exports to the bloc far outweigh those imports. Beijing's relentless focus on manufacturing has resulted in huge industrial overcapacity with cheap exports of everything from EVs to green energy equipment, threatening Western industrial bases as Donald Trump's tariff policies throw up barriers to both European and Chinese goods in the U.S. market. Trade imbalances will be in sharp focus for Macron. Luke Schrago takes a closer look.
Smiles for the cameras, but the French president likely knows a lot is riding on his state visit to China and just how much of a balancing act he can perform. While seeking to project a strong European front, France does still need China.
China has a very large market and France needs to export its products. It also needs, in several years, to rely on Chinese expertise. France used to specialize in a number of areas, such as the aerospace industry. And today, I think we're somewhat behind in these sectors.
While bilateral trade has increased on both sides over the last few years, China's has far outstripped France. And Paris's trade deficit with Beijing was running at around 47 billion euros in 2024, over twice what it was a decade before. A situation not eased by global trade tensions, such as Europe's attempts to protect its nascent electric vehicle sector against Chinese dominance that left French alcohol exports suffering. Not to mention Beijing's cheap steel, now all but tariffed out of the United States and seeking new buyers in Europe. China's virtual monopoly of rare earths processing, vital in tech manufacture, has also left the EU in the dust.
Our world is undergoing rapid transformations. While China has adapted to this pace, Europe is still catching up. In this context, it is crucial for China and France to envision a future that isn't far off, which I think will be 2040.
Even as French companies pull back from China, car makers Renault and Stellantis both retreated in the face of weakened Chinese domestic spending, Chinese expertise and innovation still hold allure, with the gains that could yet be made and shared.
US now, the Trump administration planning to roll back automobile fuel efficiency standards, much to the dismay of climate advocates.
The Trump administration planning to undo a Biden-era fuel efficiency rules known as the Corporate Average Fuel Economy, or CAFE. Those rules would have required manufacturers to have a fleet-wide average fuel efficiency of around 50.5 miles per gallon of gas by 2031. Under Trump's new standards, that would be reduced to just 34.5 miles per gallon. Now, Trump claims that car makers will be able to reduce prices by around $1,000 on vehicles. Environmental groups, though, pointing out that that will increase fuel costs and worsen air pollution. Car company executives, though, were clearly happy about the move. Here is Stellantis' CEO.
It's a great day for us at Stellantis today, because it's the day where we see CAFE regulation reconciled with real customers' demand. That's why at Stellantis we decided to invest to Jeep, Ram, Dodge, and Chrysler $13 billion in the next 4 years, increasing production by 50%, delivering to the market 5 new vehicles, and creating 5,000 additional jobs.
And the markets quickly.
Asian indexes sort of mixed on Thursday. Investors are increasingly anticipating an interest rate cut from the U.S. Federal Reserve. The Nikkei in Tokyo closing up 2.3% amid some big gains at robotics firm Fanuc there. Here in Europe, major indexes opening higher as well. We see the CAC 40 up around 0.33%. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.2%. We will be keeping a close eye on French shares, depending on what deals are announced at that visit of Macron in China.
Thank you very much, Brian Quinn, there with the business.